has been good. You know, around a good group of guys, they've been helping me along, the ones and the twos. And, you know, just asking coach questions, asking other guys questions, just trying to get adjusted to everything, new cars. And, but I like it, man. It's really good, real positive atmosphere, and I'm just happy to be a part of the team.
It's a very competitive group. You know, you look at the starters, you look at down the line. I mean, top to bottom, this might be the deepest position group on the entire team. What's it like working in a room like that?
It's awesome, man. You know, it makes you better every day. You can't slip up. Got to know your cars at all times. You know, just got to be accountable for the guys next to you because they're on their stuff and you got to be on your stuff. So, you know, just getting better every day.
What's it been like reuniting with Jeff Saitlin? You know, it's one thing that you worked with him in college and you went through that process together, but what's it like now that he's in the NFL, you're in the NFL, and it's been a few years since you were together?
Oh, it's great, man. It takes me back. Definitely takes me back to college when I was 19, 20 years old. You know, he demands a lot from his players, and that it makes you a better player on the field and off the field. Very detailed as a coach. I just ask you to give him everything. He's going to give you everything, so you can always appreciate that as an O-line coach.
Is the technique the same? Is it different as opposed to when you were at Alabama?
Not really. A lot of stuff carries over. The main difference is just some of the cars are a little bit different. But, I mean, this is all about me getting adjusted to the new side, playing both sides, just getting used to the field and everything, and you know, just getting back into football. And I'm just excited, man, to be on the field every day with them.
What are the challenges of shifting from one side to the other? A lot of analysts will just say, oh, it's just as simple as moving them over, but what are the details that are involved in that?
You know, I put a lot of pressure on myself, and I want to play at a high level on both sides, right and left, wherever they ask me to be at. That's what I'm trying to play at a high level. So focusing on detail, whether it be the play or the technique, depending on what defense you're playing and what technique they're playing. So just taking it upon yourself to play at a high level on both sides.
What have you done to get yourself ready for this moment, for this opportunity here this offseason?
You know, really just practicing with, training with O-line performance, the Charles Brindley in Arizona. Going on my fourth or fifth year with him. You know, he's a genius when it comes to this stuff, offensive line play. Talk to him all the time. You know, just paying attention to detail, not locking out when I leave here, just always staying locked in, trying to get better as a player every day.
Is it different because you're adjusting not just to the new team but to a new city as well?
You know, you got to just be able to deal with adversity in terms of just the change. Eventually, as you keep messing with it, it's going to eventually become the norm. So just welcome it and be positive about it.
Is the big thing for you to make sure that mentally you're ready to go once training camp begins, that once the pads go on, that you can showcase your best and put your best effort forth for winning a starting job?
That's what today, you know, that's what every day is about, man, just getting better at whatever deficit you're going to have, because it's going to be something that you got to work on. Nobody's perfect. But if you can strive to get better in one or two things every day, it's going to carry over when we put pads on. So that's all I'm trying to do.